the head football coach for Clemson, Dabo Swinney. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be with you.
Hey, it's great to have you. I'm sure those coming out tonight at the convention center, very much looking forward to talking with you. You're going to be the featured speaker at the Mobile Scholarship Banquet. What's your message going to be tonight?
Talk a little bit about just my journey and things I've learned along the way. I think that's kind of what they wanted me to talk on tonight, and looking forward to being with everybody. I know that this is a big deal for the University of Mobile, and hopefully it'll be a very successful night.
Well, we're going to chat about your football team and so forth, but for those who are not aware, we have Gene Stallings on quite a bit. He's talked a lot about you. At what point, coming through Alabama, did you decide you wanted to be a coach?
Yeah, I get that question a lot. Really not till after I finished playing. I really never even thought about anything other than playing, to be honest with you. I just always was focused on that, and I never really thought about coaching. I went to school to be a doctor. I was in pre-med for right at 3 years and a biology major, and then just realized that I just didn't love it. Wasn't passionate about it, and I didn't know how I was going to pay for med school for 10 more years. So that reality kind of sunk in, and I switched over to the business school and got my degree in hospital administration and business. We had just won the national championship in 92, and I was back on campus that spring semester finishing up. I had a couple classes. I was doing my internship at DCH Hospital. And really, first time I hadn't been a part of a team. I played three sports, and it was a really weird time for me. But I just, went out to spring practice and watched the guys when it kicked back off. And Woody McCorvey and Coach Stallings, both those guys, they just kind of started talking. And they Coach Stallings, he didn't really ask. It was more like, hey, I got a GA spot. You start in July. You know, it wasn't like, hey, do you want to do it? It was like, hey, you start in July. I need you here then. So it was a lot easier for me to tell the person I had taken a job with that I was supposed to start in June that I wasn't going to come than it was for me to tell Coach Stallings that I wasn't going to do it. He was like, you need to get a master's. And at that point, I was wanting to get married. I was kind of tired of school, but I was like, well, all right, I'll get my MBA. That'll probably be good for me down the road, and they're going to pay for it. And literally within about a week of coaching, I found my calling, and I knew that that was what I was supposed to do. I had no doubt. It was like, it gave me complete clarity for my life, if you will. I had a lot of knowledge. I felt like I had a lot to offer young people. I still love to compete. I love being a part of a team and all that comes from being a part of a team and just that competition still. So I fell in love with coaching literally right out of the gate. And I'm as passionate about it today as I was then.
That's what you will be listening to tonight at 6:30 at the Convention Center. Tickets are available to benefit the Mobile Scholarship Fund. All right. Dabo, three straight years into the Final Four, is it okay to put Clemson in the same breath as Alabama as far as college football hierarchy?
Well, I definitely think, we're one of those programs that has proven that we can maintain consistency. I don't think it's all about winning national championships. I mean, there's only one team that's going to get that done every year, and Alabama is they're in a league of their own when it comes to just national championships, especially in this modern era with Coach Saban and what he's done there. But I think the big thing for me when I got this job was trying to just build consistency, and that's the hardest thing to do in anything. I mean, to be considered, I think, elite at something or great at something, you got to be really, really good for a long period of time. And I think we've established that. I really do. I think that, if you look at us now, back in my first year. We won the division, and that was a big deal here at Clemson in 09. We had never won the division. My third year, we won the ACC. We won for the first time in 20 years. We won the 10 games for the first time in 20 years. And everybody was so excited, and I remember going, you know what? Listen, we need to go put three, four, five of these 10-plus win seasons together so we can establish ourselves. And now here we are. We've had seven 10-plus win seasons in a row, and only Alabama can say that. Only us in Alabama. So, you know, there's 130 Division I programs. So I don't think there's any question we, as a program, have established ourselves with a level of consistency that makes us, you know, one of those elite programs that has a chance year in and year out to compete at the highest level. And that's where we want to be. You know, some years are going to be better than others, but we just want to be one of those programs that consistently is great at everything we do. And we've had that on the field, you know, but listen, I'm most proud of what we've done off the field. I've had 177 seniors and 172 graduates. We've been 7 out of my 9 years top 10 academically. You know, just a lot of good things that have taken place here at Clemson, and the young men that have come through our program. And just really proud of where we are. We still got a long way to go, but we've had our recruiting has been very consistent, and guys have gone on to the next level. And so, you know, a lot of the things that I think people measure a program, I think we match up really with anybody. When it comes to just flat out winning national championships, there's nobody that matches up with Alabama. Maybe one day, you know, that's kind of what I said last year after the game. It was kind of like a funeral around there. And I was like, you know, listen, hey, nobody's died here. We're not going anywhere. Neither are they. We'll hook it up again, I'm sure, several times before it's all said and done. And we look forward to it. You know, it's great playing Alabama because you know that, man, it's the best of the best, and your margin for error is so small, and it brings out the best in everybody. And, if you're a true competitor, those are the type of games and moments that you live for.
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney, our guest here on WNSP. Speaking of competitive, you and Nick have had a friendly bet, it seems like, on the past championship games. I'm curious, did you all have a similar bet for the Sugar Bowl?
We just kind of always do a little dinner down at place, you know, where we vacation in Florida, a place down there. It was a nice, sleepy, quiet little place for a long time, and then Coach Saban bought a place there, and then it got not so friendly. Got pretty competitive. now we got, you know, one end of the island versus the other. Seems like every year here, but it's a lot of fun. Just really, enjoy competing against him because I know he's going to, have his team ready year in and year out. But we always have a little dinner bet. So I've fulfilled my end of the deal this year, and hopefully we can get it back down the road.
It's the same place, I'm assuming, Coach?
Yeah. It's a restaurant down in Florida called The Temptation.
Yeah.
It's a great, great little spot, little seafood place.
So what do you say when the conversation always turns to your future and Alabama's future and whether or not there will ever be a vacancy there? Would you take that Alabama job? First of all, what's your reaction when that topic comes up, and have you considered it?
No, yeah, I just always smile at that. I mean, it's just I understand it. I mean, people just, you know, that's just kind of the world we live in. But I live in the here and now. You know, I stay focused on where I am. I'm incredibly happy here at Clemson. I love where I am. I've been here. This will be my 16th season at Clemson, so it's not like I've, you know, just haven't dug some roots in here. I've been here for 15 seasons, going on 16, and going on my 10th year as the head coach, and, you know, raised my family here. It is just a special, special place that we love dearly. I've had three or four opportunities to leave Clemson over the last, you know, few years, and this is a place that I just feel like that we got a lot of work still to be done, and my dream was to win a national championship here, and I'm so happy that we were able to do that and prove that we could do that, and build a very consistent program, do it the right way, and we've done that. But as far as the future goes and all those things, I understand when people ask me those questions just because of background and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just stay focused on what I'm doing.